I'm Brittany.
And I'm Heather.
Welcome to Okayest Moms, the podcast.
A place to be more than just mom.
Welcome to part two of Sports Talk. Sports Talk Radio.
Sports Talk. I thought you meant like TikTok.
Oh, yeah, that's, yeah, that. Our guest today is the volleyball mom, Meredith. We are so happy to have her join us. We found her on TikTok, and her sports mom content is so relatable. Even if your kids aren't traveling to tournaments, if you're just like dipping your toe into the rec sports life, you will relate to her.
Yeah, it's like a cautionary tale.
But by the time you know to even find it and absorb this content, it's too late for you because you're already in.
God, that's what I was.
There's no exiting this vortex.
Seriously, I was thinking that while we were talking, we're like, it happens gradually.
Mm-hmm.
There was definitely that mom that was like, no, we're not. We won't get sucked
you
in.
Are a lobster in a pot and you don't even notice.
You don't even know.
Water boiling around you.
Oh, man. Meredith is wonderful. She started making these TikToks because she just wanted to share her sports life, and it ended up being so relatable. Seriously, check her out on TikTok or Instagram.
We'll take a quick break and we will be back with Meredith.
Ready or not, summer break is just around the corner. Summer camps, clinics, rehearsals, appointments, vacations, barbecues. We've got some social time to make up for this summer, and we've got just the thing to help you keep your summer straight.
The Essential Calendar Summer Break Calendar allows you to see the entire summer, all 3 months at a glance, making sure you don't overbook or underbook depending on how many extroverts you have in your family. It also makes it easy for mom to keep track of that all-important countdown to the first day of school.
If you're ready to get a handle on more than just the summer, make sure to check out the Annual Calendar 5-Sheet Bundle, which will take you all the way through mid-2024 and includes a year-at-a-glance sheet as well.
The Essential Calendar really is one of our most favorite items. It's the easiest way to have a landing spot for the family's information, and it's pretty enough to put anywhere in your house for all to see. OKS Moms listeners can get 10% off their order. Go to okayestmoms.com/essential or click through the link in our show notes to get your discount.
When is the last time you replaced your bra? How about your underwear? If you're anything like us, it's probably been longer than you can remember. We get it. Bras are expensive, bodies and sizes change, and the search for comfortable options can be never-ending.
Enter Harper Wild. Harper Wild is a female-founded company that offers affordable and comfortable bras and underwear in extended sizing ranging from extra small to 4XL. They offer wireless and underwire bra styles, as well as underwear options ranging from everyday, no-show waist panties to cheeky luxe thongs, so there's something for everyone.
Harper Wild also offers a bra recycling program. Each purchase comes with a free mailer to fill up with old bras and underwear. All you have to do is ship it back, and Harper Wild handles the rest.
You deserve to remember the last time you bought yourself a new bra. Check out the current limited color drops and the full product line at the link in our show notes. OKS Moms listeners can get 15% off their orders with code GOWILDOKSMOMS. That's Wild, W-I-L-D-E.
Hi, Meredith. Welcome to our show.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So my name is Meredith, and I am a teacher and a mom, and I have two kids who play all the things. So I started a TikTok page to kind of document our hilarious journey through youth sports that has turned out to be super relatable because youth sports is like a crazy world.
Yeah, it really is. So when we found you on TikTok, we immediately knew that you were our people, and you have a video, I became a sports mom so you don't have to, and it went pretty viral because it's very relatable. What made you want to start sharing sports mom content?
So my daughter, I have two kids, but my daughter plays volleyball. So she's played club volleyball for 3 years, and it takes over our life. And I have made this close group of mom friends through this journey. And we spend obviously a lot of time together, and we just sit around and like think of these like funny jokes, and that just like fills our time. And I was like, you guys, we have to make a TikTok. We have to do this because it is so funny and so relatable. So one day I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to start like documenting our journey on TikTok because I feel like we're all going through it. And so that's what kind of started it all.
If you're okay sharing, what sports do your children play and when did they start?
So I have a 12-year-old and a 9-year-old. My 12-year-old daughter, you know, she's like the first child. So we did all the things. She did dance. And when we were in our dance phase, she was dancing like 5 nights a week. And then she was also doing soccer and basketball. And then COVID hit and we didn't do anything for a little while. And we pulled back a little bit because I didn't really want to pay for like a virtual dance class. But then now I feel like it's all starting up again. So she does basketball, soccer, volleyball, and swim. And volleyball is year round. And then my son, he's a little less motivated, but he still does baseball, basketball, soccer, and swim. But he doesn't play any of those year round. So he's more of like a one sport per season kind of guy.
I like it. More my speed.
Yeah. For now. Although he did tell me, he's like, I'm ready for club baseball. I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go.
I see that coming in our future as well. And I'm not, yeah. I'm trying to hold it off as long as I can. Yeah. So what would you say is your average hourly commitment to sports each week?
Let's see. We definitely, so we do live in a big city. So we play rec sports, which are close by. So in St. Louis, you play, it's a very Catholic city. So you play rec sports with your Catholic parish by where you live. So that one, so when we're playing rec sports, it's pretty close. Club sports, because the metro area is so big, we are driving. We are driving hours to play other teams. We drive at least 45 minutes to and from practice. We told my daughter, you have to choose. Like, I don't care what club team you make, but the team we're choosing is the one with the best carpool.
Yeah. I saw one of her TikToks and we laughed so hard because I'm going to butcher it. But you had a tournament. You were asking your coach, your daughter's coach, to pick a tournament somewhere fun. And then there's like a picture of Kentucky.
Yeah.
This is not fun.
Yeah. So Midwest sports life, like we don't go anywhere fun. We spent our spring break in Wisconsin. We did go to the Wisconsin Dells for like a long weekend after that tournament. We were in Louisville. Some teams got to go to Chicago. We didn't go to Chicago. That would have been a good one. But I feel like in Midwest sports life, we're not going anywhere good.
I don't know that it's much better on the West Coast. I feel like it's a lot of the Bay Area, a lot of into the Northwest, like into Oregon and Arizona. Like it's not anything
exciting. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe for me, that sounds cool. Our AAU Nationals is in Orlando. So
okay.
It feels like a good one, but also an expensive one.
Right. Totally. Totally. Well, that kind of brings us into our next question. If you're comfortable sharing, what's your, would you say, like in a busy month, your average monthly dollar commitment to all of these sports?
It's a lot. I don't know that I've actually done the math.
And you probably don't want to.
It hurts.
You'll get depressed.
Here, I will say like our club, I was asking some other moms too, because I just have one kid in club sports right now. And a lot of my friends have multiple children in club sports. Hockey is really big in St. Louis.
Well, that's one that gear costs a lot of money too.
They cray. So we were guessing, I would guess, like I'll do yearly instead of monthly. We were guessing like at $7,000 to $10,000 a year for these sports. That includes like club fees, uniforms, travels, like taking the carpool to Chick-fil-A after practice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's all those little things that add up, the snacks after the game, the coaches' gifts, all those things.
Yeah, things you don't even think about, like tournaments where you can't bring food, so you have to buy concessions. I mean,
or the admission for the parents into the tournament.
I can't. Or like admission for the family, like I'll bring my 9-year-old and they're like, it's $10. I mean, he's not even going to watch.
He's going to stare at his video games the whole time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it's a lot. It's definitely a big dollar commitment. I'm not sure I realized it going in, which is why I'm here to warn other parents.
But even when you're doing, you know, the like close to home in your neighborhood rec sports, those can add up really quickly too, because yes. The registration fees, you know, $200 here, $200 yes. there. And then it's the uniform and it's the equipment, yes. which you may or may not use beyond this yeah. one season.
Well, yeah, we, you know, for baseball, like your glove doesn't fit or you need a new bat or something else.
It's always the cleats.
Always the cleats, shin guards, all the things. My husband and I also like coach rec sports. So through our parish, I coach my son's boys volleyball team. That's something. My husband coaches the both kids' basketball teams, and we had to pay to coach.
You're kidding. What?
I'm not kidding. We had to pay to. I'm like, I
draw the line.
Paper.
Wow.
I know.
Wait, yes. Okay. So what are you paying for?
So we had to take a class.
So the league doesn't pay all of that.
No.
Wow. Okay. So my husband coaches soccer and baseball, and it's always been, you know, we're going to disband the team if we don't get enough parents.
Oh, yeah.
And so he gets guilted in, yes. suckered in. And, but the leagues are always paying for the trainings, the fingerprinting, the things like, yeah. wow.
Yeah.
But
no, even, we had to pay for that. No, I'm a teacher. So I have like a lot of the fingerprinting and stuff already.
Right. Done,
but my husband, he had to pay to do all that.
Does the fingerprinting transfer? The number of times I've been fingerprinted is
yes. So it depends. It transfers for sports. Like I had to get fingerprinted again to like go on field trips with my kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just did this for work, but
this afternoon, I have to go get fingerprinted for Girl Scouts. I was fingerprinted less than 2 months ago for baseball. Yeah. I'm fingerprinted like as a teacher for the state of California.
Oh, yes.
Like it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But even when you are volunteering and coaching, there is an added cost beyond like a cost for these other things. It's things that I didn't realize until my husband was coaching. You know, we're paying for just, of course, now I can't think.
Team Snap.
Yes, so. That's one. We ended up paying for Team Snap from our own pocket because the league had this other terrible app that we're like, we are not doing this. And if it's going to save my sanity for the next 3 months, I'm going to pay for it. But there's other things like that that you just, you know, better equipment because sometimes the league doesn't give you the best stuff and you know something that's going to work better. It's just, it's not like you think volunteering, you think I'm giving my time and that's it. But it's so much more than that.
It is. It is. Yes. It is. And I don't know if you probably, if you're a teacher, you feel like I'm with kids all day and then I have to go be with kids at night.
Okay. You'll
and I'm like,
this.
No one's hot.
I don't know how you guys do it. Honestly.
No. So I am the team mom for baseball because nobody else would do it. And I'm like, I am so overextended, but if my husband's a coach, I'm already going to be like team momming him. So I may as well just like officially team mom. And I was in the dugout. It was a weeknight game. So I'd already been at school all day, you know, like came home, rushed my own children out the door to the sport. And now here I am stuck in the dugout with 10 boys with bats. And it kind of snapped a little bit. And thankfully, one of the other moms on the team is the librarian at our school. So she knows me. And so they're first grade boys. They're doing their potty talk. They're talking like, hit me in my stomach as hard as you can.
Boys are something else.
And so I turn around, I go, the next thing I hear inappropriate, you're running to that tree. And if you miss your at bat, that's too bad. And I was kind of like, oops, that was a little bit loud. And the parents are a lot closer on this field than I'm used to. And they all kind of like, oh. And my friend, the librarian, she's like, don't worry, she's a teacher. It's cool. And they're like, yeah, I heard her teacher voice come out.
Yes. So. And now all the other moms are like, let Meredith do it. She knows how to, or like, she can take the picture. She knows how to get these kids corralled. I'm like, that is true. That does help.
I'm the picture mom.
That's right. Yeah. I'm taking on all the things at this point.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword because they're like, oh, she can do it. She can do it. Like, no, anybody else, please, anyone.
Yes.
So the real question is, why the hell do we do this? Why are you doing it?
I will say, like, as much as I joke, I really do love it. Like people, I feel like a lot of comments are like, then don't do it. Don't do it if you're going to complain. But I do love it. I love watching my kids. It makes them so happy. Like also it get like, I don't know. I feel like sometimes like kids need to get off the iPad, get off Nintendo, go outside and do something. So it is a good way for me to like keep them busy and keep them engaged without just throwing them on the iPad. And it's a good way for them to like see friends outside of school and even to like decompress and get it all out when they've been sitting at school all day. So that is, I think for me, like if they didn't love it, I probably wouldn't be forcing it. Like I keep saying to my daughter, like the second you don't love it anymore, like we're done. So it is for them. It is for them.
Yeah. I love that. I know for me, my son, my 11-year-old plays competitive soccer. And for a while there, during the pandemic, when we were doing nothing, as soon as stuff started picking up again, I was like, oh, I kind of like forgot how important this is to have a commitment outside of school,
outside
of the house, to have, you know, the teamwork and the camaraderie that comes with it too.
Yeah.
I think there are a lot of benefits to it that, and also if anybody gives you shit for complaining, block them.
Well, I had like a whole list of other ones, and I told my husband, like, you make the next one. So I coached him to be like the sports dad for him to do one. And people were much nicer on his.
Of course they were. Shocking. You're a mom and you should never complain. Everything's perfect.
I think like the things we do for our kids that we say we would never do, like I'm not going to give up my social life for these kids. My kids are just going to come along with me. No, that's absolutely not. That's a funny thing I said.
Well, and if you can get on a team where you enjoy the other parents on the team and you like spending as much time as you are required to spend with them, then I think then it's a win-win for everybody. Because if you can combine the kid activity with your social time, then it all works out.
Yeah, we have a friend with like no kids, and we had this huge 3-day tournament. It was downtown St. Louis, which is messy to drive in. And he was like, oh my gosh, like I personally couldn't do it. And I was like, are you kidding me? This is my social scene. These are my weekend plans. All my friends are here.
Brad, I can't like pick and choose what parents a lot of the times.
True. I have been blessed to have awesome team moms with me. And even like friends that have moved to other teams or whatever, like I still get to see them at these big tournaments. And it's so fun.
That's awesome.
So speaking of finding the right fit and team, how do you help your kid find the team and sport that kind of aligns with your family values and what you want for your athlete? Because some of these, especially as you get into the comp teams, the travel teams, they get really competitive and can really bring out things in your kids that you don't necessarily want to be highlighting. So how do you balance all that?
Yeah, so I would say like, when they're little, like trying everything is very helpful. T-ball and rec leagues and starting out just like playing fun things and seeing what they like was really helpful. And then when you get, I think I made a video about this, but like for us, we did the research on St. Louis has a ton of volleyball clubs, a lot. And we really did the research, like which clubs are going to align with our values, because we didn't want, well, first of all, I didn't want my daughter to be burnt out at a young age. So we wanted a club that valued them playing other sports, which some clubs are practicing 4 nights a week. And I just didn't feel like I wanted her to commit to them because she does play other sports. So we found a club that was a little less intense and valued school, because a lot of these clubs have Friday, even sometimes Thursday, Friday, Saturday tournaments, and that'd be a lot of school to miss. So I think you just have to do your research. We were blessed to have like other parents to talk to, or like parents with older siblings that had already been through it. There's like for volleyball anyway, an AAU website or USAV or national or whatever your area has that tells about the clubs. I would say reach out to club directors and ask them, like, what are your goals for these kids? Are you just there to win medals, or are you going to be helping coach these kids to get scholarships? Like, what is the bottom line for your club? And that's the first place to start. I know for our club, she really says, like, we're not here to win medals. We're here to like raise your children to get scholarships and raising like the whole player, not just these like winners. They really value loyalty. They're not going to be like switching girls just because somebody's having a bad day and they're trying to win this gold medal. So I think it's really about like doing your research and seeing what these clubs value.
So speaking of college sports, is that the goal for you and your family to get scholarships, or how important is that?
Personally, I don't know. At this point, it's just for fun. Now, I am an art teacher, like an artist. So I swam growing up. I did not go to college for sports. However, my husband went to college a full ride on a golf and basketball scholarship. He played basketball overseas, like semi-professionally in Europe. His dad played to college on a baseball scholarship and played in the minor leagues. My husband's mother is a PE teacher. So I sort of did know what I was getting into, marrying into this family. Personally, for right now, we are more just doing it for like fun, learning, and we'll see where it goes from there. It would be nice though. I'm paying all this money. Like, we might as well get something out of it.
Your ROI would be great.
Right? But for us, I don't know. We'll see. Well, my kids are young. Ask me in 5 years.
Yeah.
I know, but I feel like that conversation starts so young. I know so many people who have kids like your kids' age, and they're already talking about college scouts coming to watch tournaments and things like that. And it just makes me worry for the kids, worry for these kids who aren't even my own responsibility. But I mean, how much pressure are we putting on them mentally, one, and physically on their little developing bodies still? Yeah. We recently went to our local high school's dance show, and so many of the dancers which they're 17, 18 tops, had knee braces on both knees and like ankle braces and all these things. And it just made me think, like, I like sleep funny on my neck and I can't move for a week. Like,
I know.
Able to do like anything, I feel like, at that age and not have to wear a brace. And it just made me like hurt for them that they were working their bodies so hard to that point where they needed. And obviously, like, I don't know their situations, but it just seems like so much pressure and so on just like all around.
Yeah, I agree. As volleyball too, like, there's a lot of knee injuries that's happening. These kids are diving all over the floor. And boys volleyball players don't even wear knee pads, which I think is insane. Yeah, I don't know. I also think, like, some kids are just naturally athletic and they may like start a sport freshman year of high school and be amazing at it. So I don't know. There's such debate, I think. Well, I've noticed from my TikTok comment section, debates on like, does it even matter if your kid plays club sports at a young age? I also think there's so much growth that happens between 12 and, even 15, because I am tall and my husband's very tall. My daughter right now is short, but she's going to grow. And some of these girls that are tall now are done growing. So there's just no comparison at this point. Like, other sports like hockey, there are definitely scouts at the games already looking, or like these Olympic development teams in soccer that are already happening. I mean, my son's 9 and has friends on these Olympic development teams.
That's so crazy.
It's crazy. I don't know. It's crazy.
But, every 4 years when the Olympics are on and they're talking about the swimmers and who are, like 17, 18.
Yes. So
it's like they did start.
Well, we have, so St. Louis has a new soccer team, St. Louis City, and it's very excited about it. And one of the players is in high school. Like, he goes to high school in the morning and then in the afternoon, he goes down to the facility to practice with the team. I think he's 17 years old.
Holy moly.
Wow. So it can happen. Insane. I think that's probably the dream. That's not that wouldn't have been my dream, but I think these kids are seeing that, like,
wow.
But yeah, I think that's very rare. I am not encouraging that for my kids, but
I don't know that would be my dream for my kids.
No.
I think it does come down to the parents' attitude though.
Yes.
We've all seen those parents teams that are the pushers and that you can tell make comments that are like, ugh. And I think those are the kids that are going to get burnt out, even if they have the talent. So I think it really does. It always freaking comes down to the parents, but
yes,
our attitude about it too does influence, even when they love a sport.
Yeah. Yes. And I too feel like they need like a balance, but yes, there are some crazy parents. They think it's the Olympics, some of these moms.
Yeah. It's, yeah. Well, I feel like different sports have, now that my kids have played a few different ones, different sports seem to have their own personalities. And like for baseball, for example, I've noticed there's a lot more buy-in from the dads, and there's a lot more dad involvement, and there's a lot more, I don't even know what the word is for it. It's just like a lot more, it's the dads wanting to relive their youth. Or I haven't seen that in any other sport. It's just, it's very interesting.
Yes, I think that's for sure. And soccer, I think too. Our soccer dads are like that. But I told some of the other moms, I was like, my next TikTok idea is hot dads of volleyball, because the dads do get into it. We have seen like this group of dads like screaming and cheering it. It's always really funny, because I think volleyball is more like the moms, but it is really funny to when the dads are like getting really into it.
That's awesome.
So you mentioned little brother who tags along to these big tournaments. What do you do with him? I always feel so bad for because I have two also. And then there's always one that just gets drug along. And lately it's been my daughter, and she's just so annoyed with me.
Yeah, it's hard. I do feel bad. He is, I will say, like a little more laid back. There are thankfully on our team. So my daughter has been on a team with this other girl since kindergarten, and her little brother is the same age as my son. Oh, so perfect. They do play together. It is nice to be on a team with other like younger siblings. A lot of times though, we just have to divide and conquer. Like my husband will take a kid, I'll take a kid. So he doesn't have to sit there, but my mom lives close. She babysits. Otherwise, he just kind of like goes with it. I mean, that's the only life he knows. So
yeah.
I don't know how people with more than two kids
do. No, I have no idea. No.
No way.
I don't know. My friend has three boys that play hockey. I'm like, I don't know how you afford it. I don't know how you coordinate the travel. I don't know.
You just live at the rink at that point. Like, I think you have to have them all in the same sport at that point.
Oh, yeah.
You have no choice. If you want to do something, this is what you're doing.
It's true. Yep. I was the oldest of four, so I kind of like got to choose. And then like my siblings had to do that. She's already there. She's already at the pool, so I guess you're all going to swim.
You kind of already touched on this, but I know you said that you're good friends with most of the parents on your daughter's team, but do you try to keep some separation, or how do you handle those relationships?
No, I just go all in. No. Well, I feel like too, like, so we will have maybe like a 3-day tournament, and we will be at this facility for like 9 to 12 hours. So we are close. And especially if we're traveling, we're sharing hotel rooms, we're going out to dinner together. Like, I mean, I feel like you really have to go all in with these moms for your own sanity. Now, it is like sort of sad, because for volleyball, we try out every year. So it won't be the same. It won't be the same crew next year necessarily. So you do get attached to these people, and then you have to leave them. But
does that complicate things, like the kid dynamic of it, and like the performance wise, and like who sat, and like, I feel like that must play in at some point.
It's definitely interesting. It's interesting. So on our rec league, our team has been together since kindergarten. These girls are in sixth grade now. They've been playing together forever. They know each other. They know like their strengths and weaknesses. So, and then on our club team, it switches. So it is interesting to see like the difference between a team that's been together for a long time versus teams that are just together for a year. I think there's pros and cons to each. But yeah, it's hard, because your team gets so close and then they go somewhere else. But I also think too, like, just more opportunities for friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. I also think too, like, in high school, you may be switching teams too. I don't know. It's probably good, like, to be able to play with anybody. I don't know. For sure. There's there's pluses and minuses to both sides. I don't know.
Yeah, for sure. And honestly, going back to you and being friends with moms on the team, that's better than the alternative, like not liking them and then like,
yeah,
you can't go to dinner with them or.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably nice to be able to share a hotel room, like share some of the cost every once in a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, for sure.
So how do you work in time for yourself if you're working full time and you have full time sports all the time? I mean, when do you get to do what you want to do?
Never. I think like maybe someday. I will say like I get up early. Like I get up at 5 to work out, because if I don't, then I have zero time in the evening. I don't know. That's a good question. I think I've forgotten. Like my husband and I are pretty young. So we were laughing about like we will be young when our kids are gone. And I'm like, what will we even do? I don't know.
Well, the next half of your life will begin. I know.
Yeah.
That's the big question, right?
I don't even know. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really.
Can I ask, do your kids have chores and other responsibilities in your home?
I know. We say that they do. I'm like kind of bad at follow through. Their main chores are like feed the dog, make gotcha. Your bed, do your homework. My husband works from home, so that makes it also easy.
Yeah, that helps a lot.
He's doing stuff when we're all gone all day.
I guess like the larger question is, how do you build in rest time for your kids? Yeah. Like balancing their responsibilities outside of sports with their responsibilities in their activities, but also like they need rest too and downtime also. But like also you are a part of this family and they need you to do something.
Yeah. So I think here's the thing that I think is key with sports is knowing your kid and knowing their capability and knowing when they need to rest. And I think all kids are different because my daughter can go, go, go. She really doesn't need the downtime. She loves to be busy. She loves to have things scheduled. And then my son is more of a kid that's like, I don't want to, I like just want to come home and like play Legos and relax. Like I don't plan anything else for me because I'm tired. So I think like my daughter, we have like built that in for her. We've scheduled her. Now she does have off weekends and nights where we don't have anything so she can catch up. And it has made her very good at time management, which is great. Being super busy, my son could never. He could never. I think just knowing your kids, like knowing what their capabilities are is the main thing. So I guess that's sort of how we work it out.
The hard part in our family has been balancing the go, go, go kid with the like, I just want to relax kid.
Yeah.
It's like, right now at the ages my kids are, it's like, well, you're coming with us. Yeah. Sorry. And also now like rush home and now do these things and now go to bed and now like wake up. And it's just, it's bringing the more relaxed kid along for the ride. That's been the challenge.
Yeah, we mostly just do like food rewards. Like if you go, I'll buy you a snack. I don't know.
That makes me feel better.
It's all like that sometimes.
Give you $10 if you sit there and just play Nintendo. I don't know. We're not above rides. So this is great parenting, guys. Take the ride this down.
Hey, it works.
I don't know. Sometimes it's just a survival mode. I don't have all the answers.
Well, thank you so much for sharing and coming on the show. Could you let our listeners know where they can find you?
Yes. So I am on TikTok for sure. And then I also throw my TikTok videos into Instagram for any of the older moms that don't have TikTok. That's why I started my Instagram. A lot of the moms were like, we don't do TikTok. I was like, okay, well, let me put you into Instagram. So I feel like I have a big following on TikTok and then like no one follows me on Instagram. But both are the same, the volleyball mom on TikTok and Instagram. And I just try to post funny, relatable, not too serious sports content.
Love it.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. This was makes me feel better that everyone else is.
We're all in the same crazy. I really do feel like we're all just living the same life. So
yeah, we're all in the same simulation
for sure. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, that was awesome. Thank you, Meredith.
If you like what you just heard, and we hope you do, you can find more of us online at www.okayestmoms.com. We're also on all social media platforms, Pinterest, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, at Okayest Moms Blog. Or if you want to, you can send us an email at hey@okayestmoms.com.